Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct it in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no Clayton High. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my fourth attempt, stunting on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, count a 100 checks, tonight I'ma flex, oh. Rollie, no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, oh.
Wait,
hold up, wait a minute.
Wait,
start shit, then I finish.
Finish.
Hard head on this.
me out the friend zone. I'm so good with the hoes, I pulled up in the rows with my diamonds blinking like strobes and a Kanye shirt with hoes. I'm blowing paper like that. My niggas in here strapped, their bush won't bust back. That's why I act how I act. I see it oh so clear, you niggas ain't really, really with the shit. Got me thinking I really, 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 really run this bitch.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
One goddamn minute.
Wait.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Wait.
Start shit, then I finish.
Finish.
Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Glitz.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Tremendous.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Start shit, then I finish.
Finish.
Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Glitz.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Tremendous.
Young Metro, I don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
And the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? I'm a big timer, baby, how you love that? Got the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? Got bottles on me right now, how you love that?
No sports agent, I am a player. I'm at the Four Seasons like I'm on vacation. Tryna count some paper every day I wake up. I can't get no sleep, I'm running these bands way up. Louboutins on my feet, getting laced up. Hublot wrapped around my wrist, it's perfect timer. Hublot wrapped around her wrist, I'm trying to find her. I got fine bitches on me just like China. Here's your chance for you to prove it, girl, line up. Ain't no pressure, got a Draco bustin' diamonds. If you care about it, put her in designer.
DJ Esco.
Told her want a taste of the highlight. Told her want a taste of the highlight. Toastin' up right now, how you love that? We toastin' up right now, how you love that?
Go ahead.
Are you
so I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files. Spending hours in salons on your hairstyle. And in the mall, steady racking up the air miles. Hit the gym, step on the scale, stare at the number. You say you dropping 10 pounds, preparing for summer. And you don't do it for the man, men never notice. You just do it for yourself, you the fucking coldest. Intelligent too, ooh, you my sweetheart. I've always liked my women book and street smart. Long as they got a little class like half days. And the confidence to overlook my past ways. Time heals all, and heels hurt to walk in. But they go with the clutch that you carry your lip gloss in. And look, I really think nobody does it better. I love the way that you put it together.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, aren't you a breath of fresh air from all these superficial gold digging bitches in here? They get a ball and figure they ain't gotta pick a career. Guess they plan on sucking dicks until some meals appear. Like, voila, you do it right, he just might buy you a car. Man, she play these suckers just like B.O.B. play the guitar. Now here you are, with your girls having drinks at the bar. I say I'm buying, you decline, that is kinda bizarre. Independent with the demeanor of an R&B singer. Naked ring finger, M3 Beamer, champagne rain, triple white gag. Closet full of brand new clothes and handbags. Alexander McQueen, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BB. You ain't needy, greedy, or easy as these other breezes who fuck for bottles of reason, the bowls, the baked ziti.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Atlanta girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my NY girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my
LA girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my CO girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, nail done, hair done.
Said go Cinderella, go Cinderella. Orgasm, blush, lipstick, Gigazilla. Devil in a tight dress, girl, you a killer. And ain't nobody realer, and ain't nobody realer. Go, 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 go.
Showtime.
Go, 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 go.
As we proceed.
Five and a half and boys, asses off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off a foot. And when I find it, it's when I find you. And we can do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners, the girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did.
Oh, you fancy, huh? That's the shit I'm talking about, though. Like, you changed up. You don't even fucking link nobody no more. You just dash me away like a catty. Yo, you cheese me, dog.
Thank you. Always felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it misses, shit'll come back around to get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah, girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from back and I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should have been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
As usual, they on that bullshit. Y'all could never hear me. And I always got to fucking call in on my phone, man. This some bullshit. How y'all doing? How was y'all's weekend, man? Got there going, Shaka came to town, forced me to go out and hang with him and KB and shit. You know, it was fun. I mean, I'm not quite hanging out the way I used to. Actually, that was the first time I hung out since getting out the hospital and shit. So it's crazy. Okay. I didn't hit something. Something went haywire. Okay, there I am. Sounds good, homie. So, yeah, we went out and chilled and all that, you know. Some niggas were smoking the stogies, drinking. I had one beer and was done. You know, I'm vegan now, you know, until I heal up, I'm going to be vegan. So my body ain't used to having nothing, you know, so that was crazy. But I got a real good show planned for you today. Today's show name is I'm Right. Yo, that sounds like some egotistical shit right there. How you gonna name the show I'm Right? But God damn it, it's true. I'm right. And what it is it's crazy the way people are studying now. And it took them this many years to figure out that I'm right. Well, I always knew I was right because I've always, as y'all know, have read their laws. That's all I do is give you their laws. But check this out right here. Check this out right here. I put that into the chat. It's going to be hard for y'all to find it, but it's section 7211. Let me read this. It says, standards, it's 5 USC 301. So if you go to 5 USC 301, it's standards of birth certificate. Right now I'm in the public law, so it's harder to find. But let's pull that up. I'm going to go to 5 USC 301. Enter. Still going to be hard to find it in this one. Yeah, it's going to be hard to find it in this one. All right, let me read it from the public law. All right, standards of birth certificate. It says, A, certificate of birth. Number one, subsection one, for an individual regardless of where born. Subsection A, who is a citizen or national of the United States at birth. And B, whose birth is registered in the United States, and two, that A, is issued by the federal, state, or local government agency authorized custodian of record and produced from birth records maintained by such an agency custodian of record, or, this is the important part, this, I'm right, federal or state or local government agency or authorized custodian of the record of the original certificate of birth issued by such agency or custodian of record. It just told you, you only got two birth certificates that's real. One birth certificate comes from your state. The other real birth certificate is when you get a copy and authenticate it to the state and to the federal, you have an original copy of your birth certificate. Jonah was right. But how many niggas was telling y'all, oh, that authentication shit is leading y'all back into the United States. You're now going to have a contract with them that you've never had before. You're admitting up to that it is yours and this, that, this, and that. Maybe the ancestors gives me information and I comprehend it years before other people do. And I give it to y'all. Now, this is the ill part. I was up on Facebook. I was in that group called Secure Party Creditor. And someone was like, damn, Jonah was right, and showed this law. Jonah was right. I'm with Jonah on shit now. I now see what he's talking about. And people was in there losing their mind. Now, I don't fuck with that group. The reason why I don't fuck with that group, that's Yusuf L's group. Y'all know when I left, I split with that nigga. I split with that nigga for good. So I would never be a part of that group. But I do check it out to see what they're learning and what they're saying. And it's ill that they're sitting back learning my stuff that I taught years ago. Years ago. Now they're finally understanding the importance of authentication with affidavit of ownership. Basically, Rule 220. Y'all know Yusuf tried to do a show on Rule 220 and said I had it wrong. Rodney and Keith tried to do a show, said I had it wrong. I didn't understand Rule 220. How the fuck don't I understand it if I'm reading the laws to y'all and telling y'all how to utilize the law according to the way it reads? But just goes to show a lot of people are still illiterate. They can read something, but they don't have the overstanding of it, the understanding. They're not comprehending it. Reading is comprehension, y'all. It doesn't matter if you know how to spell the words, pronounce the words, but if you know what the word means, you are good to go. You feel me? So that's the whole key, man. Like, people really, you can't really dismiss information until you really go back and study that information, right? Really study that information. So I want y'all to, I put it in the chat. Y'all find, open that up and go down to section 7211. 7211. It's kind of far down there, too. 7211, there go the law. When you have an authorized birth certificate authenticated, you have an original. But even when y'all get it authenticated, I showed y'all on the authenticated birth certificate where they put laws on it, on the left-hand side, and I read all those laws to you where it said it was an original. That is the one that you're going to use charities. You can't even begin to try to do a suit in chancery without having that authenticated birth certificate. You got to prove you're a holder in due course. You're not a holder in due course unless you have that. You feel me? Oldie but goodie right there. Now, that ain't all I'm going to bring up. Shaka gave me this one right here this weekend. He's reading it like, yo, nigga, I've been studying. You are right than a motherfucker, Jonah. I was like, yeah, Shaka, you know, motherfuckers always think I'm reading shit wrong. I don't know why. I ain't read shit wrong yet and doing shit wrong, but y'all don't never believe the Moor. Y'all won't believe a Moor, a.k.a. a black man. Y'all want to believe our enemies. So let me put this in the chat for you. Let me put this in the chat for you. Here it is. There it is. It's in the chat. I want y'all to read this article with me. I'm going to give y'all a little time. Pull that up. Pull that up. I want y'all to read this article with me. There was controversy. So many people, no one knew how to do the fucking trust before Jonah Bay this year did his first trust webinar. Showed niggas they had to get it registered and all that. I took it directly from the actual trustee handbook. Everyone had the book. No one used it. No one knew how to use it, right? The Wise Trustee Handbook, right? Took y'all directly in that motherfucker. right? So then I do all and then people get a hold of my shit. Oh, this is wrong, that's wrong, this wrong, that's wrong. How the hell is it wrong when so many people have done it? We got hundreds upon hundreds of people that's done it, and the trust is working fabulously for them. Working so damn well for them, because the trust is really the UC, what y'all call secure party creditor, is really trust law. Y'all don't know it because y'all been lied to. Now, y'all don't ask those people for proof, but I show y'all proof of what I'm saying, and y'all yet y'all say I'm wrong. So here it is, man. Here it is. Let's read what this article says. The website is called Premier Offshore. Foreign trust can give you access to top offshore starts off. Articles, assets, protections, assets, protection trust, banking, offshore asset protection, offshore bank accounts, offshore banking, offshore trust. Now, this is the article I'm reading, right up under the picture of the money. Most top offshore banks are closed to Americans. In fact, 95% of the best foreign banks have shut their doors to us because of the costly reporting now required by the IRS. The only way you can get to the best banks in 2017 is through the back door. Here's how to gain access to the top-tier offshore banks, currency traders, brokerage firms, when you hold a U.S. passport. If you, a U.S. citizen, is living in America, were to walk into a top bank in Switzerland, Germany, Andorra, and ask to open up a bank account, one or two things would happen. If you're in Switzerland, they'll politely apologize and say no. That's just their nature. However, elsewhere, they might laugh at you and escort you to the door. Crossed our chests. The U.S. IRS has fined top banks billions of dollars and turned bank tellers into unpaid agents required to report all transactions involving U.S. persons. In addition, the Foreign Account Tax Complying Act now requires banks to spend hundreds of millions on computer systems to generate annual reports that go to the IRS. Foreign banks have stricter compliance and U.S. reporting requirements than the U.S. banks does. The bottom line is no top-tier bank wants to do business with Americans, at least not directly. The back door. If y'all didn't pay attention to what I said earlier, pay attention to this part, because this is the back door. Pay attention to this part right here. The back door into these top offshore banks is a foreign trust. Jonah was right. Jonah was right. A foreign trust. But let me go on. You, the U.S. person, are the settler. Didn't I teach y'all how to be the settler in the Express Trust? The owner of the assets in the structure. You then appoint a foreign trustee. Motherfuckers, do y'all know how many of you dumb motherfuckers out there keep on arguing the fact that, oh, I'm foreign. I don't need a foreign trustee. I'm foreign. No, you're not. Here in America, they don't see you as foreign. You got a birth certificate and all that. A social security number, and overseas they don't see your ass as foreign. The only one that sees your ass as foreign is you in your own damn mind. Right? Well, I told y'all to get the foreign trustee. But now maybe since it's coming from a white man, maybe you'll listen this time. But let me go on. Let me go on. And once again, I'm going to say it again. Jonah was right. A foreign trustee and possibly a protector. Now, I told y'all, I taught y'all out of the Wise Trustee Handbook, right? But it was two things that wasn't in the Wise Trustee Handbook. The two things that wasn't in that book was, number one, a trust protector ain't there. And number two, registering your trust down at the actual equity court with the equity clerk. Y'all know it as probate and all that. But it's the equity court, right? And you will know what your equity court is by reading your – that's what it is. And I taught y'all that. But you had niggas that's trying to tell you Jonah wrong. They always try to tell you I'm wrong. Why? Why when I'm reading it directly from their books, their rules? If Jonah didn't say it, the book said it. Jonah's just the messenger, right? But let me go on. Let me go on. Just know that Jonah was right. We are responsible for protecting the trust assets for the benefit of the heirs. They're also responsible for making investment altercations and selecting a custodian. Next, the trustee or protector hires an investment advisor, usually one based in Switzerland. This person has the master accounts at the largest investment banks and can get you in without scrutiny. Did y'all hear it? Once you're a foreign trustee, go get you an account in Switzerland, has a master account. Now, y'all have heard that verbiage before, master account. Who has the master accounts? The master accounts is held by who? The IRS. The IRS, see, they have access to that information. That information called the master accounts is the expressway to what y'all call the CAFR accounts, those securities. So for all you niggas that don't want to go get a real foreign trustee, you're never going to get to these securities, B. Never going to get that straw man money. But let me go on. Jonah was right. This multi-level approach gets you into the bank you want and increases assets protection provided by your trust. For asset protection purposes, you are two or three removed from the management of your foreign trust. Don't y'all understand? Y'all could never do, y'all not supposed to be doing shit for it. That's the job of the foreign trustee. Now, I gave y'all a way out. I gave y'all a way out based on the information inside the Wise Trustee Handbook, where you can make yourself a temporary authorized representative to do a certain thing or someone else. But you cannot be the trustee of your trust when you are the settler. That's not being two to three levels removed. Let me go on. This will be a big plus and provide the strongest level of protection should a creditor file a claim against your structure. It's also possible to create this structure for a large IRA or retirement plan. When you form an offshore IRA LLC, that company is owned by your account, not you personally. Become a manager of the LLC, or you can appoint a foreign investment manager for maximum protection or access to top-tier banks. Go with independent investment advisors. Now, I'm going to leave it there because y'all niggas ain't doing no offshore IRAs or nothing. You see what I'm saying? Y'all ain't doing that. But I'm going to jump down. And read from another place. It says, your foreign trust can use the capital to buy private placement life insurance policies on the settlor. Any gains inside this policy, which is owned by the trust, are tax deferred until you liquidate the policy. If you never close the policy, then this money passes to your heirs tax-free. Current law, your heirs will receive step-up in basis when property assets of life policy are distributed to them. This means that they'll pay no tax on the gains earned on those assets while in trust. See, that's what you got to do. That's what you're going to leave to your kids, is that insurance policy that the trust has on the settlor. Now, and I know someone personally that listens to the show who's already done that, who's already got the insurance. So this ain't no pie in the sky. This is real shit. Now, his kids is grown. What he's planning on doing is letting it settle for a little while, and then he's going to take loans from his own policy. Taking the loans, it'll actually be the trust taking the loans from the policies, but that's what it is. So once again, your boy Jonah Bay was right. Now, with us all doing all this trust shit, the laws in America are changing. There's a lot of shit that has changed. There's a lot of y'all out there that hates Trump, says he's racist. In my opinion, if you rich and white, most likely you are a racist. You know what I mean? Not because you even give a damn about black people. It's just that that's the environment you was raised in. You won't even know it's racist because that's just what you've been taught, what you've seen, right? Tell y'all. Trump has done more in recent history for black people than any other president, including Kennedy. Including Kennedy. The problem is y'all are misinformed about what he has and hasn't done. Obama didn't do shit unless you were gay. Right? And you know why he did that shit, because he's gay. But let's look at what Trump did. Let's look at what he did. I'm going to play this audio for y'all. Probably not going to come out that loud because I'm on my phone and I got to put it up to the computer. But I'm going to put it in the chat so y'all can find it yourselves later and check it out. Give me a second. I'm putting it there now. Now, that's in the chat. Now, here go the video. It's only 6 minutes, short video. Check it out.
So what I'm telling you is this is right outside of the United Nations building. These are the flagpoles that would normally have a flag on them. And my testimony is that the traffic conditions seen right now, this is a Labor Day. This is Labor Day traffic, and perhaps today's Monday the 7th. By the way, Monday the 7th of September. But I'm saying is that the Labor Day traffic is. It looks very much like this even on a normal day, very often now, which is not at all the way that New York City is normally. Normally, it would be just bumper-to-bumper traffic around this time. So it has not returned back to normal, even after they've opened it back up and stuff like that. But these are the flagpoles.
Okay. Can you show me number 2 Plaza Hotel and Donald Trump's, plaza?
Yeah, let's take a stroll over there.
Now, what he's showing in the video is there are no flags up, not one flag of no other country. Remember, Donald Trump took the U.S. out of the U.N., which means these other nations don't have a seat to sit here in the UN no more. So I don't even know how the UN's going to function without a headquarters, because effectively Donald Trump kind of shut down the headquarters. But let's go on and listen.
And, you know, it's quite remarkable. You say there is a mass exodus, and the neighboring areas' property prices are going up. So this is what we witnessed in Jupiter's rising. You know, when they went into town, that was the scene of New York, what it would look like after a reap.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie, but this is clearly very, very different and quite shocking.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, that's really good of you. Thank you very much. And may I share this video with my other judges?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. So that's that. Now, I'm gonna open up the call lines, man. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. And let's not forget, Jonah was right. All right? Let's not forget that shit. So talk about that too. Talk about all the flags being off the UN. Other countries ain't welcomed here no more right now. Let's talk about all that. We're going to 719-301. Peace to the God.
Peace.
Yo, peace to God. How you be?
I be wonderful, magnificent, and great. And I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flows to me quickly and easily. I'm so happy and grateful that perfect health flows into me quickly and easily.
Yes, yes. You teach different. You teach different. You teach different. And most importantly, you are right. You are,
yes, sir.
Goddamn right.
So what you think about all these people now studying my old shit, years and years ago shit, and confirming it for themselves with new laws to show, damn, Jonah's right.
Nigga, they realize they fucked up. That's what it is. They realize they fucked up. And it's just one of those hypnosis things, one of those mass hypnosis programs put out here by these agents. And, nigga, I know there's still a lot more people who just don't get it, but the ones that are getting it, I bid them good luck to actually get it done. But there's a lot of deprogramming that got to go on. And, well, you're right. I mean, what else can I say? Shit, you're right. That's what they're figuring out. You know?
Yeah, I mean, so many people were saying I was fucking y'all up by getting y'all to do authentication. And what killed
me, man.
How could you say I'm wrong when I'm showing you the law that says it, but you didn't show not one law to say I'm wrong? That's the thing that gets me. Like, to me, you know, you got to show proof that I'm wrong. But they be trying to say I'm wrong by hearsay and rumors and shit like that.
Yo, man. People, I don't know what's wrong with people, yo.
I mean, people that even listen to this show, look at what they said about the trust. They said they didn't need no foreign. They were a foreign trustee because they you know, they did their nationality, got the court order. They're a foreign trustee because they did their nationality passport and got that national passport. I'm foreign. No one out there in the world is going to see you as foreign, my nigga. You see what I'm saying? But now I'm reading the Switzerland banks drop that information, that article, and they telling you, nigga, if you got a United States passport, they don't give a fuck if you got the national passport. That's a United States passport. They're not going to do business with you.
Right.
You need a foreigner to do it. A foreigner, someone that's outside of the U.S., outside of America, outside of this continent.
Yep, it's business, man. It ain't nothing personal. They ain't taking it personal. It's just all business. And a lot of people are starting to, they stop fucking with the U.S., you know, and their business affairs. It's slowly happening, but it's been slowly happening, and I mean, we're experiencing it right now. And to add to the video, that video that you shared is an affirmation of the same thing.
Exactly.
But what I find interesting is at the bottom of it, there's like a notation that says the United Nations is not doing business and that we should put out terms and conditions. Like, what does that mean? Like, does that mean the trust and the seal of the trust
United
functioning?
Nations was a trust. It was a trust to bring about new world order and gather all the resources of the world into that one place to be controlled by one world government. So, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe
right.
They are trying to liquidate the United Nations Trust.
Oh, okay.
Which will release the land back to the nations that it's supposed to be, and the nations is supposed to release it back to the people. And that, what I'm talking about is just Sarah. See, in America, mm-hmm. not Sarah, when we're asking the mm-hmm. government to give us back our resources. But when the nation is dealing with it on a global level, it's called just Sarah.
I see.
Global.
Okay. I see. And reading this
you
article,
see what I'm
yo.
So, it's guaranteed because this is a war going on. It's a silent war going
yes,
on. Right?
Oh,
and
man. Yes.
We
is.
Don't know who's going to win, but so far it's looking like the people who want to release all the technologies and all that, it looks like they're winning. Mm-hmm. Them flags is down. It looks like Trump is winning. I only say Trump because he's the face of it.
Right. Who would have thought that ugly ass motherfucker would be the medium to do this shit to?
Right. Now the thing is, they're counting on, they keep on showing you all this racial shit, right?
Right.
On the internet, and
yeah.
they're counting.
Yeah.
No, they're actually counting on the black. See, whatever the Moors want is what's going to happen. And they're counting on the Moors to say, nah, I hate Trump's racist ass, and try to go with Biden in them so that they can continue doing the New World Order. Now, I'm not even going to front to you. Eventually, this world is going to have to be under a one world order. But come on, the people that's ruling the world now, they don't need to be having that power.
Mhm. Okay, now, which brings me to the Black Lives Matter, because they got to fund the bullshit to get the natural, you know, Aboriginal people to go with it.
Yes.
Now, regarding the change of power,
the Aboriginal people, that this is your group, this is your mm-hmm. association, and it's not. It's owned by them. Just
yeah.
like the
and you know
NAACP.
Yeah, NAACP was bullshit right off the bat. That was some dead ass bullshit.
At one time, black people was loving that shit with Al Sharpton and all that, man. They was loving eating that shit up. You don't remember the Tawana Brawley case, all that shit, man?
I know. But there's no evidence that these people have ever done anything good, man. But there is evidence of grants funneled through offshore accounts that they know about this offshore shit. But the people they're supposed to stand up for, they ain't doing shit for them. And I gotta ask you, y'all are out
no matter what happens. Y'all are outside of that shit. You know what I mean? That's what the
yes.
Express Trust is about.
Yes. Regarding the change of hands of power, you know, these people, they will look for our own type to put the shit in their hands, but the fucked up ones.
Yeah.
So And you know they're already doing it with the whole Black Lives Matter shit, with the whole lesbian agenda, where they want every niggas to be gay.
I was just talking about it this weekend. That Black Lives Matter says that they do not or accept black heterosexual men in their organization.
Yeah.
That's a LGBT organization. Now, how the fuck is that? Black Lives Matter, but it don't include the black man? The most endangered one? Now, you don't have to believe me. You can go up on their site. It's in there. It's in their, what's it called? Their, damn. I forget what it's called, where you tell people what you're all about.
Man, they're like the bios. It's there, yes. It's all over the goddamn internet. And they even have links to websites that hire people to protest. I was like, what? Y'all got the audacity
like
to actually put this
shit
here?
And all that. Now, let me say this. Trump put out a edict that says all government funding will cease and stop on racist. Yo, they had classes. They had classes that the government paid for the people in the government to actually, what's the name, you out. Black people.
Wow.
They paid.
Wow.
Basically, they were paying to keep racism going inside the government because they would pay them to go to these classes to say black people was bad and they did this and they did that. Trump has gotten rid of that program. I just read it this morning. Got rid of that program, made it illegal to have that program, and then he also put it in there that the most dangerous group in all of America is white patriots.
Ain't that true? Ain't that goddamn true?
Now,
when the fuck did Obama take away
the systemic racism inside the government through those classes and then told the truth? Obama said that we were the problem. They called us black identity, whatever.
Yeah, extremists, all that bullshit.
Trump is racist, though. Trump is a racist motherfucker, right? He come along and tell the truth and say white people the problem. You know what I mean?
This is how I know whatever I see or hear people talk about regarding what's quote unquote going on, the opposite of it is the real shit. You know, and it's that's why I'm here, man, because this is one of the venues, if not the only venues, that speaks of the real shit. Now, let me speak of this this offshore thing real quick. I was peeping something quite subtle but pretty obvious about this article. Bottom line is, nigga, you need money to get this shit done. I'm looking at $500,000 to $2.5 million. So we got to know commerce, yo. And that Forex shit you've been talking about.
That's why I'm working on doing the susu. Like, someone had asked me this weekend. He said, yo, Jonah, I really don't understand that susu shit. How the fuck I give you 200 one week, and in 4 weeks I get back 1,000? I said, it's simple, brother. It's simple. If you save your money, $200 this week, how much you got? $200. I said, now, if you say $200 the next following week, how much you got? $400. I said, now, if you do it for 5 weeks, how much money do you have?
Right.
$1,000, right? I said, now, it's a saving program. It forces you to save, but it's easier to do it as a group because you don't have to put away $200 every week. You only have to put away $200 one week. Then the next week, someone, and if y'all keep on doing it, everyone gets $1,000 without the burden of saving $1,000.
Yes, that's an ancient system. Right. Gotta bring that shit back.
It's just a savings plan, dog.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
You know, and he was like, oh, shit, all right. Now I see it. And I says, yeah, and it's an ancient system. I said, what y'all don't know is Marcus Garvey grew that liner company that he had through that system. Black Wall Street started through that system. That was some of the knowledge that they destroyed when they killed our ancestors through what we call Red Summer. Most people know it as Tulsa, Oklahoma.
See, I didn't even know the Black Wall Street and Marcus Garvey was on that Susu type shit. I didn't know
they worked together. That's what they don't want you to know that, though. Now,
word,
here it is. Your Mexicans been doing it. Your Asians been doing it. Your Indian people been doing it. And we be talking about, oh, them niggas is doing good because the government gave them money. The government did give them money, but they took their money.
Right.
And that money made the government give them money. They pulled their money together. Group economics.
We got to get on it. We got to. But we need foundational knowledge. It's why I appreciate what y'all do, you know. Because you can't preserve wealth if you don't have the knowledge to do so. That shit will just go like that.
How are you going to be as great as your ancestors if you don't know what they've done and how they did it?
Can't. And you're one of them, yo. You're one of them. When I speak to you, man, I be feeling like I'm speaking to some goddamn pre-Sumerian motherfucker just decided, you know what, I'm a reincarnated.
Well, you know, they said the same people, the same spirits that was there has came back to do the job. So do we have the lessons of the ancestors, we are those ancestors. That's why the information just be coming to you.
Yes, that is true. That is true, yo. Let me slip one question in, and I'm going to bounce. I asked one question the last time, but I didn't ask it right. This is regarding them being a debtor. At one point, do we add them as a debtor onto the non-UCC? Is it after the administrative process?
When you say,
or after
who are you adding as a debtor?
Say one of them debt collector motherfuckers that's coming to you trying to make claim on your shit.
All right. See, great question. Remember when he said in the article I was reading about the trust, it was talking about the trust protector or the foreign trustee is the one that steps to these so-called creditors? It is the foreign trustee that will say that they are a debtor and they never gave no consideration to you.
Got it.
And this is why I've been taking y'all back into the Dream Tree book. And I'm what's the name of them sent me? Shotgun sent me a book on chancery or equity court rules. I'm gonna start going over the rules and all that with how to form an actual chancery complaint, because it is totally different than complaints that you're used to. It's styled different, completely styled different, and that's how you get into equity court. Because if you were just to go to Superior Court here in Georgia and write your complaint the way you normally would write it, you will not be in Chancery Court or Equity Court because you didn't use its proper paperwork. It's a jurisdictional thing. You got to use the paperwork of that jurisdiction to activate it. You see what I'm saying? So you can't use, like, at law, the way y'all write complaints now is it's the paperwork of a 14th Amendment citizen, right? The complaint that you write in chancery is the complaint of, for lack of a better word, a sovereign citizen or a natural person.
Right.
So y'all ain't even talking right inside the court to be heard as a natural person. So if your express trust goes in there with the wrong paperwork, your express trust will be deemed the 14th Amendment because it's not talking like a free man.
That's where Avizandum and all these other shit where you hit the judge.
You feel me?
I got you, man.
And these things, we got to learn because as far as I know, ain't no one out there teaching that. No one taught that to us.
Nah.
No one said what I just said to y'all.
Hell no.
You know, but yo, I got to go because these niggas going to kill me. You've been on the phone. Peace of God. All right, I'm going to 602-396. Please stick with the subject matter, please. Wednesday,
peace, God.
Peace, God. How are you?
I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. I'm so happy that large sums of money keep getting attracted to me, man, fast and easily with no hesitation.
Ashe.
Yeah.
Ashe.
Goodbye, Mother.
All right. Thank you, son. Oh yeah, man. So what I wanted to say on the subject is Trump dealing with the subjects calling himself black. I mean, I don't pay attention to it. I'm trying to govern myself and my family on my own accord.
I got you. But what I'm saying is he knows Moors out there, and he knows that even when we declare we're Moors, declare our ancestry and all that, they're still calling us black, right? So he's actually dealing with problems of the Moors too.
Okay, so because I ain't been paying attention to him, but I see he up to something. You know, he entangling things, trying to get it somewhat back together. But I'm thinking, shit, under
he's
black,
trying to defund. He's trying to defund schools.
Look like he already doing it, man.
Now, do you know why?
Because that's mainly our problem.
All this shit.
That's mainly our problem.
All the problems came from when they started teaching us, man.
Facts.
All the problems came. Now, if this man can get it the way he wants it, where your electricity is free, gas is free, water is free, and that's the way it was written inside that North Ordinance, right?
Yeah.
Y'all get all that for free. Y'all get y'all land back. Y'all have time to teach y'all kids right and all that. He's literally trying to take power back away from the actual government.
Yeah.
Now,
and give it back.
No one else has done that. Everyone else is trying to get bigger government.
But what would his end game be? What would the end game of him and all he doing? What do you see in the future of him doing that? What do you see happening from that?
I think they're gonna try to bring in Nasera and Jacera. Nasera and Jacera goes back to a gold-backed money system, goes back to no more taxes. The only tax money the government gets is the direct tax, which is what the government is supposed to do. That's what the Constitution said, right?
Yeah.
And it's all about going back to following the Constitution to the T, which means that all the shit we get locked up for and charged for won't exist no more.
Yeah, only court is when somebody's bringing you in
going
there.
Going back to what it was before 1933. Equal playing field, my nigga.
Yeah. I understand that, but what do you think about this stuff with them trying to move people to Africa and stuff, though, too? It seems like they got a lot of
Hold
stuff
on.
Going on.
In 1933... Yeah. In 1933 and before, they moved people to Africa and they started the land that y'all call today Libya. For all the motherfuckers for all you motherfuckers that think y'all African, go back. But let me say this. there are some people here that are from Africa. You see what I'm saying?
Not all.
Oh, nowhere near. It's only maybe 7%. You feel me?
Yeah, but they got a lot of the people, original people here thinking that they from Africa and ready to take a check and go back.
Why you think this man is trying to defund the schools and saying, he said, check this out. Trump says schools teaching New York Times 1619 project will not be funded. That's the project that they used to teach you that you was a slave.
Oh,
he's not
going to
allow them to
cold.
Teach that bullshit no more. Don't you remember before Trump was president, he addressed the Indian nation. He was talking about the Indian nation to the Senate. And he told y'all straight up, them niggas ain't Indians. They're not
they
Indians.
Don't look like Indians
they don't look
to
like
me.
Indians to me. He almost spilled the beans, right? That was just after something Beeson, he was a senator, he called all black people in America were the aboriginal people. And then they made him go apologize. They know who you are.
Yeah.
They taught
yeah.
all of that. They're taught the truth while we're taught that shit under 16 whatever the date I just gave y'all. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah
man. You going to tell me Obama did that?
No. He was more focused on his extracurricular
Obama put in more
activity.
Laws to get us locked up, black people locked up. Yeah.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't give a fuck if Trump is fucking racist. I give a fuck about what he's doing. Now, we ain't even his constituents. But this motherfucker has done more for us than people we had as constituents. We thought Obama was for us. We thought he was going to really, you know, fix some shit. Man, that nigga didn't do shit. Trump, like I said, just made the number one terrorist in America white nationalist. That means the Ku Klux Klan. You feel me?
Yeah. And any
Obama made
it might be
to my, say that if you beat up a gay person, it was a human rights crime.
A hate crime.
A hate crime. Human rights crime. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. But at the end of the day, man, I do want to say it seems like I'm going to probably start paying more attention to Trump, man. But I do want to say, man, we better watch it, as too, man. We got to watch him. We keep on our own what he's doing.
One, nigga. So
yeah, fact.
Yo, this could be the dialectic principle, which means the Janus principle. That means a motherfucker is double-sided, man. He got two heads, right? So y'all could
fact.
Make him Trump to look like the good guy, and that be the nigga that usher in the New World Order. You know what I mean?
Fact. Yep. And then let's take it back to 1930. Let's do one more thing, too, before 1933, how you were saying how the courts and stuff was different. It was mainly because we knew how to do the people themselves knew how to do everything that happened at the court system right now by themselves.
Well,
now
see,
we don't understand.
That's the thing. That's the thing about what I'm saying. Jonah was right. I'm teaching y'all how to do this shit again, right? Which has to change the system. You know, when they seeing all these trusts, right, and seeing us putting our property in trust, they're losing more and more property to money ties, right? So, right there would change the policy. You see what I'm saying?
Man.
So, yeah, we're doing our part. He's doing his part. You know what I mean?
So that's one thing we can say to everybody. Make sure everybody's studying, man, on it. And one more thing, man, I've been on that Rule 144A, man, in the archives. Man, boy, he is dropping them songs. Love that.
Exactly.
I'll let somebody else get in, man.
All right.
Go ahead.
Appreciate your input, man, in the whole nine.
Yep, thank you for coming on, too, man.
Oh, for sure. And y'all niggas didn't want me to really come on. Y'all wanted to fucking barbecue and fucking get high and drunk and shit. No, it's time to work.
Bro, we missed you all week last week, man. You knew that, man. Everybody was sitting waiting like, oh, I hope he's coming on. Oh, man, I hope he's coming on. You let us know early, so we was all ready.
I didn't jump on that one show last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I be...
But it was needed.
I be trying to heal myself up, man. You know?
Yeah. As long as you come back with that fire like you doing, man. So
no doubt.
It was working.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
All right, I'm going to 314-280. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. I'm so thankful that the universe take care of my brother and his family, health and strength, and, you know, let him do his what he was meant to do, because we cosmic energy, brother.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and it's about you, and it's about and you know, I'm. You know, I was hearing Joey. I'm about being free and setting up something for the baby, the next generation. You know, I'm a veteran. All right, okay, and I'm military, and I, you know, the sad thing about it is that we as veterans, you know, you make 400. I'm a Vietnam veteran, so. You're making $400 a month with free meals, and you a hired hitman. Nah, nigga,
exactly.
You can't sit back and learn the law. Something's wrong. Something
right.
is very wrong. Okay, and we have to look at energy. All right, they took our energy. They took our energy, Jonah, because
yes.
we was the only one that could go into that jungle and do what we did.
Yep.
And then they took our melon and they used it and put it on the market.
Yep.
Okay?
Started
right.
feeding on us, man. Literally drinking our
yeah,
blood.
I mean, Jonah. You're so right. But, you know, I'm going to talk to you in the private because there's, you know, I've been studying with you for 5 years. Okay?
Right.
All right? But it takes me longer because I have to read things 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Okay? Than somebody else. But the point that I'm, you know, we're going to talk in the private. I'm going to hit you in the private because
okay.
the brothers that have been studying, you know, there should be what you know. I'm going to tell you in the private because I don't want to spit it, you know.
Okay.
But I'm glad you're here and I understand what you're saying. And you know, keep your health together, brother. You know,
absolutely.
I ask the universe to you know, and you know, one thing I want to say, man, your baby, your little baby, she got a chance to use her energy that she never used before. She know how powerful she is. She like, hey, you know, don't mess with my daddy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Same, my brother. You know, but I, you know, you know, you're spitting it, you know, and stay strong, and you know, we gotta go back seven generations, Jonah. It's hard
right.
to go back seven generations. All right, the way they tied us up in seven generations, they tied up seven generations, Jonah.
Exactly.
They tied up seven exactly. generations. All right, so now we got to go back seven generations in order for people to be conscious of what the hell's happening.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
I honor you for, you know, doing a universal of my art, you know, so, you know, we're gonna
make it. We're gonna make it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your compassion. And, you know, brother. You know. Thank you for your compassion. And I'm a year of flow.
All right. Peace, God. Wonderful talking to you.
Peace, God.
All right. We're going to 636. Once again, y'all, remember, talk about the subjects I dropped today. You know what I mean? Let's go to 636-249. Peace to God. Peace.
Peace to the guys. What's up, God? I'm glad you're doing great. I'm glad that we all doing great here. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Okay, yo. Doggone right. I want to retract. I want to go back on something. I'm not sure if I heard you clearly because I came in like 20 minutes after. 26 minutes after. Did you say that we're not on our trust? We're not supposed to be the settler? I mean,
no,
like
you are the settler.
Yeah, we are.
You're
the
not
settler.
Supposed to be
okay.
trustee.
You're exactly. Okay, I wanted to definitely make sure I got that clear. I'm like, oh,
yes,
the whole trust is based on the settler, right?
Yes,
settler.
Sir.
Okay. Yeah, I tell you what, I'm not online in the chat. I would love to get that information where Trump
hit me in my email, and I'll send it.
Okay. Definitely. Okay, now I want to just say something. Check this out. I did stick to the subject. I mean, everything's done. Appreciate it. I was opening up a non-interest-bearing checking account with Commerce Bank. I'm calling them out because they're some bastards for what they tried to pull on me, which I didn't even want to use them anyway. Or they use a trust bank, a bank that literally says trust that I used to use. Yeah, so these guys over there, of course, they had to take their stuff to their attorney, you know, the attorney system
mm-hmm.
like that. Man, it took them over a week and a half, supposed to 24 to 72 hours tops. Okay?
Right.
I did the paperwork in order and appropriately from off my webinars that you provided and Joey provided. Of the first three webinars, I'm sorry. And I did everything right. You know, I did everything right and I knew what I was doing and all this stuff like that. So they came back to me. You know, they come back to me and they say to me, "Yo, you know what? We want to honor." No, they didn't say that. They said, "Well, what we need is, or what our attorney told us that we need is that this is a full trust agreement. We need to see the full trust agreement." I said, "Hold up." I said, "Well, it's a law. I had to use a Utah law. I'm like Utah 75-7, and I forget the last part where it goes into the whole point." That we don't have to share that information. And not to mention, you know, I get it from the world. No, you shared that with us. The whole point of a trust is to be private. So they literally did not honor my freaking trust. They wanted to know the trustees. They wanted to know da-da-da-da-da, more information.
You can give them where it is found, where it's registered at, and they go get
okay.
it themselves.
That's what I can do. Okay, now they kept that on the hush. They could have asked me, okay, well, where is it registered? Or, okay, so I'm going to get them a phone call back and see if I can just go about it that way.
You got to see what they're trying to do is see if it's real.
Okay, so I'm going to get them with that because they can refuse a non-interest-bearing checking account up under those terms, can they? Because it wasn't much. It wasn't many terms that they had to meet. It was just the basic general layout of the non-interest-bearing trust account.
Right. See, now,
they made it seem like
bank?
I'm sorry?
Was it a regular bank?
Yeah, the Commerce Bank here in Missouri. Yeah.
It's a record. A lot of people don't want to deal with it, see, because they only want to deal with 14th Amendments, right?
Because they want to get interest, right? Okay.
When you do the bank account, yeah, the bank actually, they can ask you where it's registered. But when we did it, they asked us to fill out a different. They didn't want our declaration.
The paperwork. Right.
Yeah, they didn't want anyone else to fill out theirs. But
you said it's definitely no.
If the bank you're giving it to, give them it. Give it to them.
Okay.
Their declaration.
Okay. Okay, one more time. You said if that's what they asked for, you say give it to them, give them the address,
yeah,
or they can find out where it's registered. Okay.
Because
I'm like, if you got the EIN, you can find out that it's real. They got the 9A. Why? I was like, what more do you need?
For years, I taught everyone how to get a 9-8 number. Niggas was trying to open up bank accounts with that shit without a trust even being made.
Oh, okay, so they think it's fraudulent. Okay, I got you. Well, one more question. I wanted to find out, like, once we're in trust, how important, or because this is what I want to do. How important is it to get a passport? I want to get the actual passport.
Say again, brother.
No, I was saying, like, how important is it to actually get the passport, you know, once you're interested?
Well,
you know,
you finally get to the point of fucking with those,
securities?
When you get to fucking with those securities and fucking with them foreign banks, you're going to need one.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't want any rules and stuff like that to change, you know, even though it'd be color of law, but still, I don't have to have any more difficulties, so I'm probably get that. I'm just working on my money situation, all that good stuff. Oh, I got some really good information on some money as well, and it's crazy because it's just like the susu that you was just talking about. I know foreigners that do that stuff all the time. They've been doing that stuff for the longest. Like, Americans, the people in the States don't know nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to get out there to the seminar, you say, in Florida, and I'm going to share that information. You know, it's
– right.
I don't get anything out of it. It's just information, and so far it's working. But I'm sure it's really cool. But I'm going to yield the floor. Peace to the gods.
I had mine. I ordered two? Cool. That'll be my snack later. Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm basically just saying that was it. Peace to the gods. Oh. The IDs. Where are we getting the IDs from?
You got to hit me at jonahbay@gmail.com, and I'll send you an email to the guy who does it.
Okay. I'm not quite ready to get my finances together, but I'm working on it. All right, well, peace to the guys. Let me get the floor.
Peace to God.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to 618-960. Peace to the God. Peace. She's a God. Oh, there you are.
Hi, how are you, Jenna?
I'm wonderful, magnificent,
Hello?
And great. How are you?
Good. I am thankful that the ancestors love me, that they never, leave my side, and that money is attracted to me. So,
awesome.
So the first question I had, when it comes to opening up bank accounts over, internationally, you want to be, I guess, tied away from the U.S.
Exactly. That's why you need the foreigner.
So as far as a foreign trustee, what am I trying to say? So as far as a foreign trustee, you basically have to, is this somebody that, you have to educate them a little bit on how the system operates?
Well, yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that lives overseas knows how to open up a bank account overseas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah. So
they
I didn't have too many questions.
Certain
that was...
ID, like they ask them for bills and shit like that, the proof they live there, right?
Even my wife, when she went and opened up our accounts in England, she had to bring up birth certificates, stuff like that, and they opened up the account.
So their system is completely different from the system in the U.S., like how they go about documentation and proofs and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's different, but not much.
Okay.
Now, the funny thing is, she didn't really need nothing to open up a bank account here.
Mm-hmm.
All she needed is a passport. And they didn't question her. No social, no nothing on the account.
Okay. Okay. So I didn't have too many questions. Anything else that I have, I definitely would email you. I have a lot more questions, but don't have your email. So
it's jonahbay@gmail.com.
jonahbay@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And congratulations on your vegan journey. I'm also vegan.
Thank you.
Congrats. As I mentioned, the questions that I have, I have to really sit down and write it out and come to you correct. So I will definitely reach you at your email, and I hope you have a good rest of the night.
Now, let me say this. Something real simple. If I can answer it with a yes or no in my email, I do.
Okay.
If it takes more than a yes or no, I ain't answering. You better ask me on the air or get a consultation.
Okay. Because,
you know, I hate writing.
Okay. Because
I ain't no good speller, I definitely don't want to write.
Well, I'm an English major, so that's all I do.
You bragging now.
Just a little bit.
Hey, I can't be good at everything.
No, you cannot, but hey, you're blessed with what you know now.
I had been wonderful talking to you. Peace to the God.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to I forgot my space. 347-984.
Peace to God.
Peace, God. How are you?
Doing wonderful, magnificent, and great.
I say.
Yo, Jonah, this is my issue, right? I'm trying to get my trustee is a foreign trustee, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my trustee's on parole. My trustee has an injunction and all that. You know what I'm saying? But the parole board, for whatever reason, is still hounding them. So
hold on. How's your foreign trustee form be on probation here?
He on parole here.
That means he's not foreign.
Now, he is foreign, bro. He's completely foreign. It's some real wild bullshit. That's what I'm trying to say.
Wait a minute. If he's completely foreign, does he have a green card?
No, he won't have a green card.
And he didn't do his citizenship here.
Nah, yo, none of that. He's like he's stateless because he's from South America. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he almost stateless because our U.S. is in an embargo with him, right? With his country, with his home country, we don't have relations. So we're trying to figure out
why they didn't ship him back.
That's what I'm saying. They haven't sent him back. They haven't sent him back, yo.
Yeah, when a foreigner does something here, they get sent back to their country.
Yeah, that's what I know that, but he didn't get sent back. They didn't deport him. They wanted to deport him, right? He petitioned the deportation and won. Okay, so they're not deporting him. You know what I'm saying? But they want to keep him on lifetime parole. But again, he has an injunction and all that.
I don't understand. He's supposed to get deported.
They're not deporting him. They're not going to do that.
Did he grow up here?
No, he didn't grow up here nothing, yo. He didn't grow up here none of that.
I'm confused.
This is what's happening, bro. This is what's happening, bro. So it's like he's completely stateless. You know, they recently issued the brother, they issued a documentation from the State Department.
So he gave up his nationality to South America?
No, he didn't relinquish his nationality. He did not relinquish his nationality.
Then he's
not stateless. Formal... Okay.
Now, like, Mos Def was stateless. He gave up his U.S. citizenship. He got locked up over there. They kept him for a while, and then they released him to America. So same shit was supposed to happen with your dude.
Yeah, and that's not what's happening, bro. The State Department issued him two IDs. I think one was it wasn't an immigration naturalization card, though. They issued, I forgot what they call that shit, a work visa, I think it was, right?
See? He has a contract. That's what I needed to hear.
Oh. Through parole is the contract. Is that what you're trying to say?
If he got a work visa, he got permission to come here. Yeah, he got a contract.
He got permission to stay here.
Yeah, if he got a work visa, he also got a social or equivalent to that. Some type of EIM from them.
Okay, here's the thing. Before my boy got locked up, right, he had a social. This was in the 80s, B. And what they did was, since he did time for the shit, for the incident, they removed his shit from the system. I guess after a certain amount of time, they make your shit private automatically or whatever. But they removed his shit from the system. But I had somebody go in and look up the numbers. You know what I'm saying? So of course they formed an account on his numbers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he can't
Dude
use
got
them
contracts.
Numbers anymore. Okay.
They treating him like they treat the Mexicans.
Right. Exactly, bro. Exactly. So how do I address this, bro?
I would go and do GSA bonds and writ of habeas corpus. Now, you know, those are just discharge paperwork. It don't work all the time.
Right.
How come she not? Okay. What? Who said that? Who? No. Then give her some Senna. Senna gonna clean her out. She ain't gonna like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Peace to the family, Jonah.
Peace to the family, y'all.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And yeah, cause. They definitely treating him like he got contracts with them.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then when you was talking about getting the foreign passport, it's you know, being on parole here and then not having relations. See, the embassy is closed here, and they're not
right.
The country that's doing relations with his country, with his home country. So it's like, damn, I'm like, yeah, I got to get on the phone with Jonah because this shit is bananas.
Like, he might have to write his own embassy to get out. His own government for help.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he from?
Venezuela.
Oh, damn. They're in a civil war.
Yes, huh? Yes.
Their government ain't even working.
Exactly,
and they got hyperinflation and all that shit there, man. A lot of people are dying there.
Yeah, so it's like I'm like in the whirlwind right now. I'm like, shit, I need to pull a rabbit out of fucking hat or something.
Yeah,
let me put some
him
help
right
possibly answer
government
this question
of
fucking Jonah, yo, for real.
With a habeas corpus and the GSA bonds, man, and hopefully they'll work.
Those,
you know,
with,
like I said, they're not guaranteed.
I mean, they've been good to him so far. You know what I'm saying? You know, treating them with respect, you know what I'm saying? So far, they haven't been leaning on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they requested, you know, that he do the pictures or whatever, you know, and I was like, yo, they're asking you to do a passport. You know what I'm saying? I don't know whether it's from your nation or here, but they're asking you to do a passport. This is all explained to him from the letter that he had gotten.
Right.
So, in terms of doing the GSA, what are the seals I'm going to use? I'm going to use the Morris seal from 1787.
Use
that seal.
You got to go get a gold seal from Office Depot, and you got to get a seal made with his full name on it.
So that'll be his corporate seal.
Say again?
That would be his corporate seal for him?
Well, if you go pick up the GSA webinar, he a federal or state?
In terms of parole is federal, ain't it? It's federal.
Yeah.
He's federal.
Form part one and two, and he'll show you everything you need to do with no problem.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Peace, God.
Peace to God.
I don't know if y'all could tell, but I'm trying to eat. I got to eat at a certain time. So that's our show for today, man. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. I really appreciate y'all. Much love. We out of here.
Give me the mistakes, I'm a 40 in a tech.